we're going to be leaving in November and heading down to Mexico on a sailboat, a catamaran. And we are going to spend some time in Mexico and then head across the South Pacific to New Zealand. And then who knows?
That is amazing. And so you guys are hopping on the, and I apologize if I say this incorrectly, the SV Tarika?
Tarika.
Thank you so much. Chris, what is the history behind that unique name? Why the Tarika?
We sort of came up with it one night as sort of tipping our hat to our folks, actually. So it's kind of made up of my parents' names and Jen's parents' names, Terry, Aaron, Kathy, and Henry. So we put them all together and came up with Tarika as sort of a thanks for a great life, thanks for setting us off, and here we go.
That is really meaningful and very unique. I'm sure you guys are going to be the only Tarika out there. I mean, get back to me if you're not. That's pretty cool. But anybody get seasick?
All of us but Calder. He's the salty one.
I never get seasick.
No, he's the guy reading below in the bow. We'll be getting thrashed. We're all sick and he's down below reading.
No kidding.
We've been sailing as a family since they were babies, and he's always had the strong stomach. Cora and I not so much.
Oh, but at least you're sailing with a doctor on board. When your doctor's sick, what do you do? I mean, that kind of brings me to my next question. So when you guys are crossing the Pacific from Mexico to New Zealand, like, how do you plan to occupy your minds when you are the farthest from civilization you could physically be?
I'm going to do a lot of fishing, so I've been reading a lot about which lures to use for what kinds of species are out there.
And I'm looking forward to cooking up whatever he catches. We all like fishing, but I think he's the most passionate about it.
So you'll be out from November to when?
It's going to be 18 months minimum that it's going to take us to go down to Mexico, and then we're going to get across the South Pacific. We're going to spend about 3 months in French Polynesia, and there's some island hopping there in Tahiti, Society, and Cook Islands. And then we're going to go to Tonga. And then from Tonga, we're going to go on down to New Zealand. And then once we're in New Zealand, then that's when we're going to decide, okay, what are the next steps? Are we liking this as a family? Do we want to keep doing this or not? So that's really important to us, to make sure that we're all on board, that we're all still enjoying it. And then we'll decide, okay, which way are we heading home? Are we going up Japan and the Aleutian Islands and heading home? Or are we going Australia and around South Africa and coming home that way? We don't know.
So you guys are going to have a cross-cultural experience on top of everything else you're doing. Are there any destinations you're most excited about?
Probably for the French Polynesia area the most. I've heard of a lot of good fish, snorkeling, and good beaches. I don't know.
What about you, Cora?
Anywhere sunny.
Anywhere sunny?
Yeah.
What about school? How is that going to work out? Are you guys homeschooling or remote learning?
We are boat schooling. So Calder will be in 8th grade and Cora will be in 6th grade. And we use a program called Oak Meadow out of Vermont. So we'll be covering all the math and language arts that they need to know for their grade level. But then we will be supplementing a lot of the history and social studies and science. It'll just be based on where we are learning the geology, geography, history of each location, and then having those cultural experiences and learning languages along the way.
How do y'all prepare for a trip like this?
It's more than I anticipated. I mean, I knew it would be a lot of work, but it's a lot of work. I'm really focused on getting everything ready to school for a year and having everything that we need on board to do that, knowing that we won't just be able to go to the store and pick up what we need. And then also I'm really interested in how you feed a family when you have crossings that could be 30 days long. I've been digging in all the paperwork because you have to have everything set out for all the different countries you're going to and know all their requirements. And so setting that up for 15 countries all at once.
I've got to say, that is the answer I least expected. What's like the hardest part of preparing to sail around the world? It's the paperwork. So Jen, I also heard that you received a pretty impressive fellowship. Is that something you're going to start at the end of this trip?
I'm actually in the middle of it right now. So it's an integrative medicine fellowship out of the University of Arizona. And it's a 2-year fellowship, and I'm a little over halfway through it, and it's combining conventional and complementary medicine and using kind of the least invasive, most natural methods first, and I'll finish that while we're out there. So when I come back, I'll have this new skill that I'll be able to offer the town that I'm really excited about.
So you're handing over the reins. How many physicians will be left in town?
And so when I leave, there's going to be 3 physicians, and then we have 2 excellent mid-levels that are there as well, a nurse practitioner and a physician assistant. But they are actually posting right now for a physician job, so we will be fully staffed. It's a really good crew right now. Like, I feel like I'm leaving my patients in very, very good hands. It's been hard to say see you later to some of your patients. It's definitely mixed emotions about leaving.
Tell me about this blog. I looked through it a little bit this morning. I'm very impressed with what I saw.
I think Cora and I are gonna we're gonna get a drone and a GoPro. So
it's on the wish list.
On the wish list.
Part of it's going to be part of school. So part of their language arts is going to be writing about the places that we go and the experiences and all of that. But anybody can go on there. It's an open blog. And you can subscribe on there and then you can kind of follow us along.
But we're not doing the YouTube thing.
We're not doing the YouTube thing. We're not going to have any sponsors or any advertising. It's just a blog. I think I'm feeling really thankful to have this opportunity. And though it's hard to leave, I also feel supported by PMC and the community in doing this. And so I just feel really thankful.
And thank you all so much for being here with me today. I'm so excited for you guys.